on another little morning adventure. I'm Gary Lee, and we're going down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, and we're going to visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this beautiful Thursday morning?
Well, I am spectacular. Man, it got hot yesterday. It was cool this morning. I love these cool I love these mornings when they're, you know, in the mid to upper 50s, low 60s.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful outside. And it's just, you know, to have a hot day like that and then have a morning like this, it's just perfect.
Oh, yeah, but it is going to get hot, so, you know, I may need bail money for nudity because, golly, I just don't do the heat very well anymore.
I don't. Me either.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to get out in the lake and swim with those mermaids.
I know. I'm going to catch me a mermaid. I am. I've got the right bait.
Well, I've been sneaking down there a couple times and down by the launch ramp and looking around. I didn't see any out there, but maybe I got to go farther out. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's music. You got to have some music because they just flip out over music, you know.
That's what I was missing.
Yep, a little music and you'll call in the mermaids. Well, here we are. It is our first full week of June, Gary, and what are you hearing on the fisher people out there on Lake Norfolk?
The fisher people, some are doing really, really well, and some are struggling. The lake is clear. There's not a lot of debris in it. The lake level's 558.9. It's in great shape. It looks really good. Temperatures in around 80-ish degree range in there. It's, like I said, some guys have been just, with live bait especially, have been just slaying the crappie. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple come in and said that they caught four. And I try to tell them that some of the hot spots that people have shared with me where they've been catching fish and stuff and that. Yeah. And the same with the bass, with largemouth, you know. I have people go out and say, oh, man, we struggled. I have people come back in at 9 o'clock with their limit.
Yeah.
And I try to share it with everybody, what people are using and are not using and, you know, the areas to go to and stuff. So I have no rhyme or reason to it, but the fishing's not bad at all right now.
Yeah, you know, for the largemouth, you get a shad color bait and you find that ball of shad, you know, if you're in a boat with electronics, you can kind of pick that up, and you should be able to get on a plethora of fish.
Absolutely. And then the brim are biting. They're really starting to tear it up. Have guys caught buckets full and go out and set trout lines or jugs, and they've been doing good with, you know, David said, well, we didn't do so good. Put out 25 jugs, and we only caught six. Oh, that's pretty good on catfish. that's pretty good. So, yeah, they're still biting. They really are. It's and the lake is absolutely beautiful right now. It's just, it's in great shape.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's at a really good level. There's plenty of parking. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot of people throwing live bait. You know, those lake minnows have been... when in doubt, throw a minnow.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know some of these guides out there, some of them are, all they'd use is plastic or artificial. And then some guys use all live bait. And you know what? They both seem to do well, especially for the stripers and hybrids and that. And white bass. Trolling for white bass has been working really well. Put an A-rig on and some flicker shad and maybe some swim minnows around the outside. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing really well on the white bass.
Yeah, that's it's about time for a big fish fry, isn't it?
I think so. I think we could start hanging on to some fish here and set something up for the summer months.
Yep. And now for folks, Gary, that want to know a little more, maybe you got any cabins open for this weekend?
We do not for this weekend. We don't have anything, but we during the middle of the week, if people get away, we have some openings. we have a few cabins for select weekends. Just got to call and check out, see what days you're looking for, and see what we can do to try to get you in and stuff. But it's getting to be that time of year where we're, you know, the weekends go fill up fast.
Yes, they do. How can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line on there, leave us a message. And as always, our website, thebuyerresort.com. You can put a request in on that.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you. And we shall visit with you next week, okay?
Sounds good.